Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. Over the years, I've had friends, family, clients, and even some of my Reiki students ask, how do you stop negative voices in your head? Now, I used to believe my method of reading those voices wasn't technical enough to offer up as advice. That's because I realized that the believability of a process is nearly as influential, if not more influential, than the method itself. But then one day, I told a loved one what I did to get rid of a negative visual scenario that used to repeatedly play itself out in my mind's eye. Now, that was nearly a decade ago, and I haven't had it play out again on any level. So I gave the advice, not expecting them to try, but they did, and it worked. But before we proceed, I'd like to remind you that while I'm a trained and seasoned healer, I am not a traditional counselor or medical doctor. So if your issue or trauma is at a dangerous level or persists, please take the right steps to safeguard your well-being. So why do those voices nag, nag, nag at you? Well, to me, the negative voices you hear in your head are like bored children looking for attention. Once you give them attention, they move on. The more you ignore them, the more they pull at your pant leg or skirt. So the moment you resist the voices or images, be it with your fear or anger or avoidance, what you're doing is putting up an energetic barricade, like you're giving the voices the virtual hand. Now, at first, you may feel better by turning away, but that action has actually done the opposite of what you are wanting to achieve. You've given the negative energy something to hold on to. Because you rebuffed with your own negative energy, those voices and images are now within reach of you. They can now cling on to your own lower negative energy. So without knowing it, you've built a virtual bridge for those voices and images. So while it might quieten down for a little while, they're still there, and they will cross back over that bridge to haunt you again, as I'm sure you know. So how do we get them to stop talking for good? Well, for those of you who can hear and feel and trust your own inner guidance, then you're going to get my steps that I speak out in a few moments. But for those of you who can't, let me emphasize that in order for this process to work, you must embrace the internal actions of acknowledgement and allowance. To be more precise, when you hear the negative voices, do not fear, do not ignore, and do not fend those voices off. Just allow the voices to whisper, to talk, to grumble, to bark, to yell, to scream, or whatever. This will be hard at first, as your ego will want to defend itself, but please do your best and stick with this. Trust me, it will be worth it. Now let's move on to those steps where you're going to get your power back. The first step is acknowledge them by letting them banter. Whenever you hear or see negative thoughts in your mind, regardless of if they're in your own voice or someone else's voice, regardless if they're words, sounds, or images, acknowledge and just let them talk or let the images play out. The second step is allow by accepting what it is they say. Now, it's important you understand I'm not saying to accept the negative energy into your heart or to accept what they're saying as true or to do what they're saying. What I'm advising here is that you allow the negative energy to flow right through you and beyond. Hear what it is that they say and then go to step three, which is respond. Now, this is where you'll start to feel extremely empowered, but do not try to fight for right here or be aggressive or angry yourself. Once there's a break or pause in the voices, simply speak back, either verbally or mentally, in a calm, soft way. If you can't reply in a loving, understanding manner, then just breathe deeply, clear your mind until you can. This is a very important step as it will break the cycle. Now here's an example of how this process might play out. The voice says, "You are worthless. Nobody loves you." Now, what do you think it would say if you responded, "Okay, so what if I am and that's true?" Perhaps it would say, "It means people hate you and you're horrid." And then if you responded, "Okay, so what if I am?" It might then say, "You'll live a sad life and you'll die alone." And then you respond, "Okay, so what then?" It says back to you, "You'll go to hell." And you say, "Okay, what then? So what will it say now, my friend, now that you've acknowledged and allowed everything it said so far? Now, you're not saying that you've accepted it as truth or that you're acknowledging it into your heart, but what can it say now? That's right, not much, if anything at all. Eventually, you will leave the negative voices and images speechless. You will have completely exhausted them of any power to return, and you will be free. This works because you did not resist the negative energy. You just acknowledged the words or images, and then you allowed them to pass through you. You gave no resistance. You gave it nothing to hold on to, and that is the key. Now, this is not an easy process at first, but if you're sick and tired of those negative voices beating down on you day in and day out, then I ask that you try this and let me know how you go. Namaste, my friends, and good luck.